Matt just went from the council.
Thanks for your patience, man.
Sure. What can we help you guys out with today?
Well, for actually helping, the biggest problem right now is that after everything that's happened here, so I came here a couple years ago to act as his caregiver. He's been here, he was here two or three years before that, before I got here. He went over to this marina about 2015, and everything had been fine. He'd been paying his rent. We got all their receipts for this. I started acting as his caregiver, and then we continued to pay rent. We continued to help out the place. In fact, we've been looking for to improve the place for them. We offered many times to help them rebuild their infrastructure, to offer our tools, because they always asked for help, which was no big deal. So, but you can see our boat over here is a sailboat.
Okay.
It's incomplete. He purchased it, it's incomplete, and he was trying to work on it. So we were looking for a place to do that. There's a boatyard next door. You can see this big covering next to the orange building. When he got to the marina over here, the place had been abandoned for years. I mean, he didn't see anybody there because he was here every day. No one's on his property. It's been abandoned. So he inquired about the place. There were people on the property, you know, cleaning up, kind of. He asked him to give his information to the owner, and he just didn't hear anything. 2 years later, when I started being his caregiver, we went to the public registry. You know, just public information. We just inquired about the property and showed him where it was, and they gave us documentation, and it indicated that the state was the owner of the state of Baja California Sur. So we went to the Patrimonio Inmobiliario and asked them about using it, about if we can rent it, if we could, you know, what we can do to be able to use it, if we had to improve it, if we had to pay somebody. And they told us to make a proposal, because the fence had been down after a storm and the place had been damaged. So they asked us to make a proposal. So we prepared documents, we took pictures of the place, we wrote up what we were going to do with it, how we were going to improve the place, and we brought it back. They liked the proposal, but they gave us false information regarding who was the owner and things like that. And immediately after that, we had this proposal and the state gives us this, you know, some kind of false information about the place, we start receiving threats over email. We start getting calls from a German man who claims he's the owner of this place.
Okay.
We don't know who this is. All we were doing was asking the state, actually, for use of this property. We didn't know who the owner is. So we filed a complaint with the Minister of Público. Up to this point, it's been, you know, almost 2 years. So the threats actually were in writing. We wrote these over email, including things like trying to extort money from us, telling us we had to leave the country. And that included saying he was going to spread rumors about us. He was going to talk bad about us to people in La Paz, and we would have a bad reputation, and we would have a hard time getting things done there. And it seems as though he has held himself to that word. But we filed a police report with the Minister of Público right after it happened. Up until this point, it's been almost 2 years, and we hired a lawyer. They haven't even investigated it. The folder's empty. We turned in our evidence twice, because the first time they lost it, and they still haven't investigated. They refused to investigate this case.
What is your lawyer?
The lawyer we hired was originally for two things. One, to take care of this of that case. The second thing was because the man who threatened us said he was going to spread rumors about us. He started harassing the owner of this marina, started calling him on the phone and telling him to say things about us. So the owner started getting irritated at us. So one use for the lawyer was to deal with this case with the Ministry of Público. The other one was to talk to this guy. All we wanted to do was have a lawyer just say, look, we have trouble with communicating with people, especially him. He's got very special social disabilities. That's why I need assistance with things like this. The other thing our lawyer was supposed to do was to talk to the owner and just clear things up, tell him, look, this is all we were trying to do. We weren't trying to steal anything. We were just looking to help ourselves and help other people. And this man told lies about us. Our lawyer ended up not doing that. in the end, this lawyer, this man we hired, ended up taking, told us he took money from this business's lawyer to work against
who
us.
Who hired again? Who we hired him to help?
We hired him to help forget about this business.
So he took lawyer from money from the opponent's lawyer to help them against us.
So, so all up until this point, when we asked the lawyer, he said he was looking at the case. He said they were doing this or that, and that was obviously a lie because they haven't been investigating this case. At the same time, we found out that there was damage done to our boat by the marina. We have evidence of this. It's very poorly wired. They crossed neutral and hot, right?
No. There was no neutral. Neutral was crossed over to something. Or tied to ground, and ground wasn't connected. So neutral and ground, neither was connected.
So the electricity in the marina was not wired properly, and they kept changing it and without us knowing. And they also did not have a physical ground in the marina.
My boat acted as a battery and dissolved everything.
So all we asked, we weren't going to sue them, we didn't want money, we didn't even want them to do anything. All we wanted is use of things they weren't using. They have empty buildings over there. Room for shop, room for condos. Oh, just empty. They're not using. All we asked was if we could rebuild those things for them, so we could repair the damages ourselves. They agreed to this for the shop, so we spent time and money rebuilding the shop. We put up walls. Yes,
everything's documented.
We've got emails.
The only thing I can do, right?
The owner, including emails acknowledging things like oil spills. They often spill things in the water, and we
often being daily.
Yeah, they think we complain. All we were trying to do is get them not pollute, especially when we're offering help. We offer to help not spill fuel because. It's just the method that they use to fill the boats just isn't proper. So we offered to assist them, and they were irritated at us for them polluting. But,
Was it a formal contract that we met?
It was not a formal contract, no.
Nothing was formal with it, if anything. They don't operate legally.
You really don't know who you're dealing with in this case. I mean, it could be somebody that you think is the administrator, but not necessarily. I don't know if the attorney...
I did the only thing I could. I was driven out here by the Gringo community, which none of them operate legally. There's so many people that have been here for 20 years without permits, without visas. They operate businesses without permits. They're skipping U.S. taxes and Mexican taxes, and they discriminate against me. They deny me access to the radio network. They take my address. That was within the first month I was here that this started happening. So I was driven over here, and I had no choice. I had to survive. I had to do something. So I had to come to this shithole marina, and I offered to help out. I put water in. I mean, the only reason I had water in my boat is because I put it in. So I helped rebuild this marina and build everything up. But, you know, my social disabilities once again.
So we built the shop under an informal agreement for us to be able to use it. And when we're done with it, we fix our boat. They have a working shop that they didn't have before. And we'd leave. So after all this, the other part of the agreement was that we would talk about use of the condo after we built the shop. Because they also have condos in there, rooms that they use for storage. And they said, yes, we can talk about it when you've done the shop. You can clean it out.
They said yes to everything and then changed their mind after the shop.
So after we finished the shop, we waited and waited. And the guy was just delaying us. And then
Why? Why?
Well,
because of the Gringo Baja Pirates and the Gringo Jungle.
So there's one business over here operates fishing tours. They really don't like us. They break all the marina rules, and because we attempted to get them to follow the rules, they don't like us. So they told the owner to kick us out. There's also another American citizen who's been living here. He's here legally, but he was living in a condo over here, and same thing. He had problems with us. Actually, we helped him out a lot, and he didn't want to pay us for trick in exchange because he offered to take us to the island on the boat we helped on his boat that we helped him fix. And instead of doing that, he told the owner to kick us out because he didn't want us there. So the owner thinks that we're this problem, so he says, okay, we'll leave. Just get out of the marina. Even though we have the right to be there, we've been paying. So he had no way to get us out, so him and his lawyer came up with a way to get us out, which was stop accepting our payments, which they don't have the right to do. We continue to pay through our lawyer through the court system. So we have documentation that says we have deposited money to this business for our rent. Despite this, in May, they took that out on us and they say, oh, you haven't paid rent, so they forced us out.
No, they didn't say that. They just locked us out. There was no notification. Yeah,
we went out for a walk outside of the facilities.
This was after we had established rights to them. We already had the right to the marina, legal right. I know Mexican law enough to know that we had legal rights to the marina for squatter's rights, essentially. We had rights to the condo, John Cullen's condo. Because he owed us $3,000 and we went to alternative justice and we had rights to the shop. No, this is all informal, but it's all basic rights. There cannot be a contract. They don't own the land. It's federal land. The whole thing is all up in the air anyway.
But somebody is administering.
We understand all this. You know, I understand all this. We're not asking for anything with that. We know Mexican law is all fucked up. We know the government down here doesn't function. What we're concerned with is that the gringos are down here taking advantage of it, have created the situation. They created the situation for the corruption down here. The land that was given to this German was given to a guy named Malcolm Neal Schroer Schoen, an American citizen who operates Marina de la Paz, who we just heard yesterday, or the day before, committed $3 million of insurance fraud as part of his normal routine of doing business. He gave illegally, we know this, and we have evidence of it. He gave this land to a German. The guy died in 2012, left it abandoned. His son's supposed to inherit it, but there's no documentation because it was never completed. They couldn't. The land, his federal land, was reclaimed, given by the Navy, by the Fond du Port to the state for commercial use. They sold it for private use instead. So there's no legitimate claim on the land. We tried to find use of it, not knowing any of this, and we get slammed with all this shit because we run into the corruption from people who think we're trying to steal from them. So they spread all these rumors about us. There's already a basis of rumors about me anyway because of my disabilities. So we're getting shit on by fucking everybody for no reason. So one of two things has to happen. We need to get help, or they need to stop doing everything illegally and start doing things legally so that we can be able to have help. Because I'm not going to die because of a bunch of people being corrupt, getting away with murder, literally down here. When three people were dead, you know, during O'Deal, I analyzed all this stuff. They wouldn't have died. They shouldn't have died because of all the stuff that goes on down here. You know, that's what we're looking for help with. Intervene with these gringos that are here illegally and say, look, if you want to maintain your community, your status quo, you might consider not acting illegally against someone who's just trying to get help because you don't understand him.
And I guess what I want to do for you all is clarify a little bit what we can and can't do.
We understand that. And yeah.
There's not something that we can do. We don't have legal standing.
No, we're not asking for anything formal. We're not asking for anything formal. We're asking for like an informal conversation with Claude Cruzero.
Yeah, it's just not something that is going to do.
Okay. Well, the alternative is for us to pursue this on our own, to go to federal authorities and to denounce everybody. We're prepared to go to the FBI. We have all the information and evidence. And we're talking to you guys just to kind of save you guys from trouble. And we're trying to see if there's a way that you guys can do something to prevent this. Because I got no choice. I'm dying, man. I cannot take care of myself in a boat with no electricity.
I'm fucking dying.
I'm not going to let myself die.
Yeah, as an example, there's a man here that he salvages boats. He's been here over 20 years without permission, without immigration permission. He owns a business. He doesn't have a work permit. He owns property that he doesn't have a right to. He owns multiple cars that he drives without permission. He steals from American citizens, Canadians, Mexicans alike. And when we attempted to purchase a salvaged boat to get parts, he lied to us about the price. Well, that wasn't the problem. He waited for somebody else to buy it, buy the boat, and install all the parts
that we were going to get.
That still wasn't the problem. The biggest problem with this man is he hired a Mexican to attack us after we tried to get immigration or police to do anything about it. So we tried to denounce him, and here's a man who sends a Mexican after us.
We are making announcements. We are trying to get action. Everything we are doing is legal. Everything we are doing is using formal process. Everybody else is doing everything illegally and able to intercede. We're failing because we're doing everything.
One more thing.
Which says to us that we shouldn't even be talking to you. We should be going and hiring cartel members, going to smuggling guns and doing things the way they do it. And I don't want to do that because I don't work that way. I don't know what to do.
understand the frustration that is going through, but I just want to be clear about what our role is as the U.S. government in Mexico. Providing assistance to U.S. citizens, to referring them to, not referring, but providing a list of lawyers that are willing to assist U.S. citizens. And for U.S. citizens that don't feel safe down here and don't have resources, we provide help to repatriate them to the United States.
Okay, then this is important for you guys, because you guys need to communicate to Americans that nobody is safe down here. We have talked to tourists after tourists after tourists who've run away in tears and broke because they've been victims of destruction down here.
There are
two kinds of gringos down here. There's the Clusterceros, the TripAdvisor, and another thing.
So we actually, this place here, because we were customers and we have receipts for being customers of this place, we tried to post a review on TripAdvisor to tell people just, I mean, this place is not very safe. I mean, we've saved somebody's life.
They killed my dog. They almost killed the dog.
It's very unsafe. And so we tried to warn people about it. It's a business. It's TripAdvisor. We have the right to do so. The salesman of the business contacted TripAdvisor and had them take our review down by saying we're not customers. And TripAdvisor won't even accept our evidence. They say, well, you're not customers. They say no.
And this has been a problem. So Milwaukee Sentinel and Matthew Haig of the New York Times repeated the story that TripAdvisor took down reviews of someone who was raped in Guadalajara or something like that. Which, you know, it's a big problem. There's so much corruption down here. And it's all from America. In La Paz specifically. Probably a different story. You got the cartel down there controlling a lot of things. A whole different thing going on there. La Paz, specifically the sailing community, is for the rich, by the rich, nothing but the rich. Everyone else can go get La Paz. And it's dangerous down there. Chinese tourists don't come anywhere because of sand bars. Americans are being ripped off by cops that are still picking bribes. I mean, the day they took 40,000 fucking pesos for us, at one point, the cops
took me to the ATM.
Took him to the ATM and drained his account. The cops.
And employees of the place.
Yeah. And that same
May 24th.
May 24th. The same fucking day, we've already been taken of everything. I'm driving a little shaky because of all this experience. And a cop pulls me over, all pissed off and accusing me of this and that, and telling me I got to pay him 1,000 pesos to get into my car. And the only way I got out of it is I was so fucking pissed that I stood up to the guy finally and realized I got to stand up. So these cops are going after us again and again. We heard of a sailor who got attacked in his own home.
In his home, yeah.
You know, I mean, we've seen that we've been discriminated against by Mexicans now. I mean, just yesterday or the day before, we were at the doctor's. This guy jumps in front of us and says to other people there that were in front of us, he jumps in front of them and us and says, they're gringos, I'm going in front of them. You know, this is very serious. It's getting dangerous down here. And it's because of that gringo community. I can tell you that. I can't explain it to you explicitly, but if you sat me down and you asked me, or you had someone that was very interested, I can explain it to you. I'm a very intelligent guy. I just lost all my social ability. But Malcolm Schreier came down here, he counted Apple, most corrupt fucking organization in Mexico. They usurp international law. They run all the ports, own the land under the water. You can't do that. They own the salvage. You can't do that. So they're screwing with us. I mean, they overcharge us for parking. They wanted to charge me 45,000 pesos in 2 weeks on a pier that there are junk boats on. Yeah. So massive discrimination. Massive corruption.
Immigration is an example. As I tried to, I went in to ask you about regularization through economic solvency. I had investments for myself in the United States, and that qualified me for regularization. And they harassed me about this. All they wanted was my money. They just wanted to keep giving me visas. Immigration doesn't want me to apply for
the other elements of it. This has nothing to do with us. Okay. You can witness it yourself if you stay here long enough. Illegal fishing. Every day. All the tangos lined up over there. Tangos that launched there. That was from Los Cruz. They do a little illegal fishing. We took out two nets here. We cut a net across the beach.
We try and tie nets to our boat.
The Navy has tangos next to them. They all do illegal fishing. Marina de la Paz posts Shark One that we have on video. They enforce the law by taking bribes. And that's it. Oh, you're doing something wrong. Go ahead. That's the way you do things down here. It's dangerous because it's international. They're depleting their own resources.
Okay.
No, I understand that. I understand that
problem. But Again, it's not something that we have a role in. Our job.
No, this is just like I'm saying.
That's how I encountered problems here. And the solution that we would have for you would be provide a solution to return to the United States. Yeah. It sounds like you still have resources, though. It would be something that you could do on
your own. Yeah, the only. You know,
what I want to suggest to you guys is that if you feel that your lives are that much dangerous, it might be a decision you need
I remember on the phone at one point you said at some point you work with the authorities or police.
Is there
any way you can contact, because we do have cases going with the police, we have open cases. Yeah. When they kicked us out, they robbed us a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we do this? We have a lawyer we've hired. We found a lawyer who was referred to us. We trust him. He's doing good work. He's new, so he's not part of all the corruption. He understands things are tough. Can we put you in contact with him? And you and he can interact and see if there's anything that takes part with him. Maybe he might need some help interviewing with the Ministry of Public Health because they're very, very corrupt and they're not investigating.
Especially they don't like us
personally.
And this
is an American citizen involved.
I mean, if you're in anywhere, what I would suggest, number one, is you would need you guys to fill out privacy actions. You can't talk about anything.
Absolutely, we're fine with that.
You can't act as lawyers.
No.
Our bandwidth is limited. We can't go to court every day.
No, not at all. The help we need is so minimal. It's not funny.
You know,
it's bridging the gap.
I mean, you three here is the most help anyone's given us in
yeah, no one has actually
over a year.
No one
wants to hear this.
No, I have no glasses in here.
It's okay. You can fill it out. Okay. Okay. And then you can just sign it. That's fine.
Okay.
I couldn't keep it on the other page, but it's pretty good. But your name, place of birth, date of birth, and the names of individuals that you're contacting for. The lawyer is obviously important. That way, you can discuss any issues you have.
Yeah, that's ideal.
Otherwise, if people call this up, we give the privacy act, we wouldn't be able to tell them anything. And then here on the other page, yes or no. You could start pulling those out one for each of you.
Yeah. Honestly, the biggest reason we called you guys is because we like to help. We're trying to help. And I don't want to see this all blow up into a mess. I don't want to have to do all these announcements. Number one, it's a pain in the ass.
I'm sure
it's
a
pain in the ass for everyone.
And,
it doesn't have to be.
That you're in, it might be the.
But
the
I don't know how to get the people listening. Yeah, I don't know how to get the people listening. I was kind of hoping you guys could intervene, even informally. Intervene somehow, you know? It's a possibility still. Is there anything you don't understand? I mean, I'm sure you guys are like, why the hell are you insisting on staying in your boat and things like that. The situation with me is my health. I have very, very particular health problems. If I'm anywhere but on my boat or in an environment that I can design and create for myself, I will not survive. I have extreme environmental sensitivities. I can't be anywhere near black mold. I can't be anywhere near volatile organic compounds or insoluble. Because I have a genetic defect. I can't remove lipid-soluble toxins from my body. And as a result, they accumulated, they dissolved part of my intestines. I have leaky intestines, so I can't eat anything with meat. And I can't drink anything but pure water. So no alcohol, no fruits, no vegetables, nothing. It's great, actually. It's very simple. But it means I can only be in an environment I create. We can easily transfer this environment. I lived in a motor home before this. For a few months, and I lived out here before that. A very easy environment here, but it's one that necessitates the need for a lot of money. The only reason we help is because my boat's not here. And because I'm trying to interact with society that doesn't have logical rules or reasons. I live by rules, by logic and reason. That's why I can be out on a sailboat. Category five hurricanes? No problem. Interacting with a woman on the beach?
that kind of thing. So the boat is the perfect environment. So returning to the United States, it's like, there's 360 million women on the beach. No. So the boat's the only option for me. And I've done a lot of work. I've invested my life, my entire life, 10 years before I even bought the boat, trying to get on disability, was invested into this project before I even knew it was going to be. So I can't leave it. It's my life. I go down with my ship.
I know that somebody has tried a lot of things to be able to repair your boat, yeah, get things straight, and hasn't been successful.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to convey to you is going through a lawyer and trying to resolve it in form of contract, and trying to get yourself in the position to be this is really going to be the only avenue to make it.
Yeah, we're,
you know,
we're
finding a different marina somewhere up and down the coast.
That's the problem. We can't even get to the
coast. They
usually do civil and penal cases.
This is nothing they specialize in.
They don't usually
in.
Work in no one. Anything. This is the first time they're talking to like a port captain.
Yeah.
And people
this
helping.
This is very
that.
Special if it was done. I mean, the only other thing is, I don't even know if you guys have even connections to resources. Maybe just talk around to people in the offices if anybody knows anybody that knows anybody. But goddamn, if we could get pulled out of here or put up on a crane and taken to another part of Mexico or even to another country. I mean, I just need to finish my boat.
The
reason I came to Mexico is because I had a treatment in the States. There's no way I could finish my boat in the States. I was going to go into fucking Astoria solo to try and get my boat done. You know, that was how bad it was coming up there. It was either that or Meth Island. Tanks. You know, and then I decided to come to the cause, and I hate to say it, but Max Royer turned this place into the place where American sailors dream die. And there's so many people that come down here and their dreams die. And it's so sad. You know, I could write a book about this place. It's really, really sad what's happened to this place. You know, Max Royer is 90-something years old, and as far as we understand, he's still an American citizen, and as far as we understand, he's been skipping taxes for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, his son's doing it, they're running insurance scams, and we're victims of all this kind of stuff because we get in the way. Oh, we just ran a $3 million insurance scam and you want to use our land, our German friend's son's land? Oh, fuck you, get out of here. Oh, yeah, Minister of Public, oh, yeah, fuck with them, please. That's what we're doing.
And the thing is, we didn't want to find anything to do with corruption. We didn't even care when we did. The only problem we had was finding this documentation, finding the information, and why are they doing this? And why would somebody threaten us for no reason?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't know who had the land or why. So this guy just comes and threatens us for no reason. So he pushed us to look forward, and we find the documentation and says, oh, he threatened us because he has this land illegally.
I think that's something you guys might have some authority
we
over.
We don't need to.
Is to go to the Ministry of Public and say, look, you know, we have these emails from this German national, or maybe even talk to a German state. Say, we got these emails from this German national threatening our American citizens here for discovering, you know, land that apparently he doesn't have right to own. Can we do something about this?
It's a thought. It's a common misconception people have, but our abilities are...
Yeah, you guys are kind of like the interns to the political goings-on that you hear about.
We assist U.S. citizens getting passports, documents, and life events, and in extreme cases of individuals that are destitute, helping them get back to the United States for helping contact their family. Unfortunately, this case doesn't really fall right.
No, it doesn't fall into nice of anything.
Categories. But one thing we can do is recommend lawyers. Provide a list of lawyers that are willing to assist. It's not that you have somebody. Concerns might be that what you're looking to do aren't necessarily a specialty.
It sounds like we're actually offering more than we're asking for.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to offer solutions. I mean, for me, helping others actually helps me. I mean, if I could fix all these problems in La Paz, my God, dude. I wouldn't have any problems, would I?
Yeah, and the deal is that with Americans that come down here and break the law, whether it be U.S. or we know that there's thousands of them out there. Unless a Mexican police arrest them and extradite them to the United States, we just don't have a role.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen because there's money involved.
Sometimes that's the case.
Yeah, when there's, yeah. Yeah, I had a very
personal experience with that because my crew, I had one crewman come down with me and he had been deported from here for cooking meth on the sailboat. I found out afterwards. That's okay, I re-deported him. I threatened him. I told him if he came to the pod, he wouldn't shoot. But I think it's bad. That's the first time I ever threatened somebody. Came down to Mexico with $7 in my pocket and he took the fight.
Let me ask you, just for our knowledge, uh-huh. So what
it's not going to sink on its own, but I am extremely worried about storms. We're in monsoon season. We saw the storms. Well, you guys are in Cabo, at least.
What is
you know the storm.
So
the benefit we have is Tucumene is usually not affected by the storms. We haven't seen rain. I mean, the boat hasn't seen a drop of rain yet. What I am concerned with is hurricane. What I am concerned with is that we're being discriminated against and trying to get use of a shop or yard or something. You know, that's why we're still trying to get that place next door. We're still trying to see if there's any fucking pool we can get. You guys do anything, man.
Yeah.
Anything. You know, I'll pay $5,000 to anybody to get me on that land. No kidding. No kidding. But we're desperately trying to get out of the water. I need to rest. I need to be in a hospital or in a hospice in a situation where I can be in bed for a couple of weeks because I've got to get lead out of my body for 15 years. And it's still affecting me. I can't see for sure.
Can you see enough to... Can you print your name?
That does say print your name, doesn't it?
Okay. You just got to sign?
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, my vision was perfect when I got here 5 years ago. Now I can't. I can barely reach the big one. So. No, these are the only ones around, and they're all discriminating against me because of these rumors. It's really unfortunate. I don't know what to do about that. We do have a good chance. My lawyer is trying to find us a place. There's 3 empty lots next to a dry marina. We're going to try and rent one of those. Otherwise, there's a boatyard that seems friendly. I don't know if he's being honest, but he doesn't have space because he told me he did before and I was going to be able to come in, and now he doesn't have space. But my lawyer is talking to him.
I mean, I can't tell you guys what to do, but I would think that would...
That's our priority.
The best solution.
That's priority right now.
Find somebody that can meet you temporarily on shore somewhere, or where you can fix your boat.
Yeah.
And probably.
Honestly, the reason we're talking to you guys is because you guys are our best chance of getting a refrigerator. Because the gringos have like 10 fucking propane refrigerators, and you just need one of them, man. And they won't even let us use the radio. They won't let us put things on the bulletin board.
Yeah, we can't make it to the business.
Yeah, I know. You could remind them that it's not legal to do that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you know, it's looking for another marina to replace the boat. Right around the same time, we found about the boat was damaged, and we were trying to find the place next door, and we got threatened. We were actually...
Oh, yeah.
That was the divergent point. We were going to leave anyway.
Yeah.
We weren't going to stay in La Paz. We were going to go to Guaymas.
Yeah, if we couldn't get the place next door, we were going to sail to Guaymas.
So,
then we discovered we couldn't do anything.
So we ended up stuck here.
So, yeah. That's just really... By the way, you're here. Darian, I invite you, please, go back to the marina and teach yourself.
Have you ever seen any other marina?
Don't let Americans go there. Oh my God, by the way, they are dying. They're looking guys for something that longest to the hotel. Teach Americans the way to do it. Allows the illegal fishing. Injured divers and dive masters. It's really bad. But yeah, check the place out.
Yeah, we might drive by on the way out. Again, I'm sure you guys are
going to
walk away from here a little bit disappointed.
No, sir, not at all. We had no expectations like that whatsoever. We understand the situation. We're just looking to see if there's any reason.
I do think you're the best option.
That's our priority right now.
Once your boat is serviceable, I think you can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Make it somewhere else. Mexico where we're trying. The problems they're experiencing.
Yeah, we're trying. The biggest problem is that when we got kicked out of there, they stole all our fucking amount of stuff. They stole 500,000 pesos worth of stuff.
Yeah, bronze.
That's how much
bronze stuff. Plumbing.
We went around. I saved up 5-10 grand of money. I only get 1,800 a month, but in the 4 years I've been here, in the few years I've been here, I saved up enough that we heard someone got robbed, and we went out and counted all the stuff that got robbed. And bought it.
Oh, wow.
So we had, and apparently it was from the guy that robbed us.
Half the stuff was stolen from us anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, we got stuff back.
The only way to get your stuff back is to buy it.
Yeah, buy it stolen. So I've always been good at finding stuff. I always look for sales. I know where all the good sales are around here. Loretto, see that comes with pizza and all that stuff. So I'm really good. I got everything I needed together. The only thing I didn't have was a place to do work. And that's what I've been looking for 5 years. So it's been a priority for 5 years and stuff. And it's not something I'm slacking on. It's fucking impossible because it's controlled for stuff here. And I can't leave now. So the only other thing that can help us is if you need any voters that could pull us or something like that. And the thing is, we don't have any connections. I mean, that's why we're talking to you, because the gringos are kind of talking to
you. Are there people you know in the United States that we could
contact? I left five years ago with social disability.
My family is on the other side of the country.
Yeah, we're both abandoned by our family. You know? We don't mean to be a burden, we apologize.
It's certainly a special situation that we know we've probably never experienced anything like this, especially with Americans. This specifically, I'm sure. Some people have a hard time getting over that.
Oh god, dude. Being out there on the ocean and not seeing anything but water. Oh, wow. That was amazing. And the quiet. It's worth it.
The biggest thing he needs is to be away from most people, just to relax his mind.
Yeah, I'm very intelligent. I can do anything. I can do just about anything. I've solved a lot of really intense big problems. I understand a lot about my own. And I'm my own doctor. There's no one that can take care of me now because I know so much about my condition. I've learned a lot about the human body and the human brain that I can't even share because I can't write. I can't write a scientific paper anymore. So it's an interesting life, and it's important to have to share with a couple of people. But, hopefully I'll get to be able to write once things calm down here and share.
Mommy, you're probably
This is the most helpful.
I would try to keep on a new lawyer, and if it seems like you're not getting anywhere, good idea to find somebody else that specializes in
it. Yeah, we're doing okay with him. We've got contingencies. If things get really, really bad, we can risk. It's more risky to stay here in hurricane community. Would be, for example, to try and fail to get on the dock.
And we do have other options depending on if our lawyer helps us rent one of these pieces of land over by the marina. We know somebody who's selling a motor home that's willing to trade our vehicle for that. So
we've already got that arranged.
We have somebody
the only thing we need is your help with is getting a refrigerator. Honestly. Seriously.
That's not something we can do sadly.
If you guys know anybody with a propane fridge, please call us. You guys know anybody in Cabo? Man, we'll fucking drive down to Cabo again. Seriously, we have no fridge. We're using a little tiny propane freezer that holds 4 little containers of meat. That's it. So hard. And you kind of saw what we have to do to get to shore, so.
Yeah, I guess I'm up there.
But the biggest help is sitting out with
just, yeah, this is, like this is you guys no have done one, a lot of work. So thank you. And like I said, we want to help. So if you guys are interested in any of the stuff that's going on, if the FBI gets involved or anything like that, please, by all means, we want to help. We don't want to beat anybody's heads. We don't want to see anybody's heads beat, but we just want to see things go smoothly for both. I mean, this is a very, very bad time for biomembrations to be fucked over by something like this. So we got to keep things as smooth as possible, especially with turmoil you guys have to deal with. I'm sorry.
You're like the one that has the forward me, and I'm sure your lawyer would be helping you with it. Hopefully that rental of the space comes through just to get all the paperwork.
Absolutely. The lawyer handles all that.
Yeah, and he should, but just always recommend just staying with other people. Make sure the person that's going to be the lesser is actually the person that owns that property.
Yeah.
So make sure the paperwork is in order.
Yeah, my problem started a month after I got here.
Yeah.
When I was treated the way I was by the gringos. That's what it all started. And, yeah.
Just thinking that would be the main cases. Yeah. I would recommend some other cases and experiences. Not yeah. along, but some things are similar to yours.
Yeah, yeah, we're aware of that now. Yep, they don't like paperwork. Paperwork is our friend, not theirs.
Yeah, regarding Kim, is he have any of your complaints to the authorities or your denuncias? If there's anyone you want, he may need some help with.
Yes.
We can always send some officials or documents directly to the...
that would be absolutely, absolutely helpful in this situation. We know the case number. We can tell you that case number right now.
Yeah, along with the ones he sent, we can also send one on behalf of the consulate. Hey, on behalf of our citizen, we're requesting this.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
They always take a long time, honestly.
Yes, we know. We know.
This new case, we don't have the number for the new case, right?
No, we don't have the number for the new case, but we do have the one for the case we would like some assistance with, and that's the one with the carcinogenic, because it is a German national that threatened us in email. It's all written and documented. There's nothing to investigate. Get the fuck out of our country. You threatened an American.
Is that so? I mean, we can always send just request if you guys want a particular copy of the case file or anything in particular, we'll check if we already have something we've got.
Yeah, status of the investigation would be a good question.
Yeah, those things we can also, when we can. Honestly,
we
take a while for
this. Yes, we understand.
I know
it's like, oh, so you have to go to the camera. No, we understand. And they're going to take a little extra time with us. We know that. We actually know personally that he has relatives and friends in the Minister of Civil. We know that he had the number of the Minister of the State Police. He had the name of the commandant and phone number in the office as a personal friend and favor. We know the lawyer he has is well-connected. We know he's well-connected, too, and with whom he's PRI connected to PRD. Pepe Heavy isn't one of the friends. So.
Yeah, well, if that one is the one in particular, do you want to go ahead and
yep.
just answer the email to the one we have?
Yep, yep.
That way, and I'd be
perfect.
Glad to follow up.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that is absolutely brilliant help. Yes. That's a great deal. And just let us know if we can help. please, seriously. I do very well when I'm helping. If I'm helping someone else, my problems, I can deal with that. I'm serious.
I get to deal with his problems when he's like that.
Yeah. Poor kid. 22 years old and he's already, you know, been witness to some of his infirmities. Best about it. Tough kid. So how do you guys like Kiki Lingay?
Beautiful, yeah.
Come back at 6. Say the same thing. Weather, get jet skis all
we don't get weather like in town. We're possibly getting the storms the last 2 days. We don't
get the storms. We get some shade, some cool air, a lot of wind. Nice show. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing with the Gringos, we really do want to help with that. I mean,
it would be so much fun for everybody down here.
Yeah.
It's been snacks about the guy who's trying to sell the marina.
The old guard's going away.
Yeah. Thanks guys for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank
you. Thanks, pleasure meeting you guys. See, I'm not a crazy asshole after all. Enjoy it. Oh, do you guys know about the tacos? Okay, it's Hotel California. It's right in front of the tacos on the pod.
Over there?
In the pod. Yeah, in the pod.
The second time I've had it.
It's quite the first place I've seen it, man. Okay. Alright, we'll see you guys. Thanks again.
Yellow, 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 y
like those examples, those, I tried to use those as to pull you away from it. Because we're not trying to go after their, go after anything. We don't want to take their food. We're just trying to get you to not make them think we were crazy about something for everything. We don't care. We know that's
like just
how
it is.
Start this.
Yeah.
What do you need help with? It's like,
I can't
just tell you what we need help with right now, because I was going to start that. I was like, well, the current situation with the gringos.
Yeah, I was thinking
like, I can't start that.
You short.
But I'm like, I can't start that there. Even though that's what he's asking.
I did catch a little bit at the end. The third guy, the mystery guy.
Yeah.
I did catch a little bit of something from him. They were prepared. He was the guy. He was the main guy in charge. He was the boss. Okay. He was the decision maker.
Yeah, well, was the paper in his mind?
That's why he wasn't saying anything or asking anything. He was just watching and listening. So he's the decision maker. That's what I got. And they were about to do a powwow. Okay. So they were about to do a powwow. So he's more than just an intern that does paperwork. He may be an operator. Maybe. But I think he's more just a senior citizen. You weren't expecting three people.
No.
You weren't expecting the U.S. American citizen representative of the consulate, the Mexican intern that was working with you, and you certainly weren't expecting the fucking boss.
Wow.
Man, so close. Yeah, there is.
The anticipation is that it might not work. It probably has to
Yeah.
riding the boat while I'm helping him get it down the ramp, because I want to talk to him.
Tiene nada, ya me estoy viendo aquí, ya me estoy viendo.